thing. I think that's the title.
The official name.
Keep having to think about it because I don't actually know what we are.
Well, I keep wanting to say, like, why are we watching this? Which was, I think that was a name we had.
Yeah.
And then changed it.
It's a little too many syllables.
Who's this guy? Who the fuck is that?
This is the new intern.
Holy shit. Oh, yeah, we got a new intern.
That is true.
Marissa died. He's gone.
Marissa died.
Jimmy. Jimmy was here. He's dead.
By the way, Marissa also small tits.
Small tits.
Definitely true.
Are we going to have to do that every podcast now?
I'm hoping. I mean, okay. She told us it once. She never said don't say it again.
True.
So we hired a new intern.
Yes.
Yes.
All the work for us.
Yeah, we hired him to pick a new show for us a few weeks ago. He picked Danger 5. Yeah.
I feel like that was a success so far.
Yeah, I mean, episode one.
That was an episode. Yeah.
We'll get into it.
We'll talk about it in a little bit. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Yeah.
New intern.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. First, I would like to say we promise to actually feed you.
We've got a system now.
And give you...
you have scheduled.
More than enough ventilation.
Yeah, we looked it up, actually, and apparently you gotta give 3 meals a day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
That's usually how it works.
So, yeah.
I thought it was like fish. We could just feed them, like, once.
I thought it was like a snake, where you give them a rat once a month, and they're good.
Or you're like Nico, and you just eat when you're hungry.
Yeah, so,
those are the options.
With that, the issue is if they start yelling they're hungry, you have to feed them. You can't just ignore them and turn up the volume.
I had a Shih Tzu, man. I'm not really good with this pet care thing. I'm very negligent pet owner.
You had a fish? Didn't you have a fish?
That's true. I had a super fish.
Yes.
Didn't your fish live like 19 years?
Yeah,
a super fish.
His fish lived forever.
It outlived me, if that's possible.
What do you mean?
By the time I die, I think the fish will have lived longer than myself. It was like a fish from Krypton or some shit.
Seriously, how long did that fish live?
4 years. Four years.
That's
like
long.
It's a goldfish.
Poor fish.
Yeah, I didn't
especially
feed
goldfish.
It. I didn't feed it or anything. My mom did. It's possible that, like, the fish just kept dying and my mom just kept replacing it.
Do you think so?
Just kept...
That's distant possibility.
No, but it's possible. It's certainly... It's, like, I'm not looking, like, for freckles on the fish or anything. Like, any specific birthmarks.
He had 80 scales. This is a scam.
Exactly.
Here's the thing about goldfish, though, and it's not something not a lot of people know, is that the reason they live so short a time in captivity is because they don't have enough space to really, like, flourish.
Really?
Normally, with any kind of fish, you're supposed to have about 10 gallons of water per fish. If you keep a goldfish cared for in the proper tank, they can live for up to, like, 15 years.
Wow. Really? Do they get really big?
Yeah, they grow to the size of their tank.
So, okay.
Oh, that's cool.
I feel like eventually we gotta get to a point where we actually get a goldfish and just actually, like, talk to him during the show.
Okay.
See how he's doing.
Wait a minute. I'm just picturing a 10-gallon tank
with one goldfish.
Just one.
He's living in a mansion, that guy.
No, but it's still just like, it's like one little tree, couple
one
pebbles
castle.
At the bottom, the castle,
the little submarine guy.
Yeah, the scuba diver in there, and it's just one fish just taking up 10 gallons of water. I think we do.
Like, don't you have to change the water?
You do, and you have to make sure it's the right temperature when it goes in, or they could die of shock.
Oh,
fuck
that
shit.
Fish are a lot harder to care for than most people
I guess,
realize
man.
At first.
Maybe it's just because we just have so many of them, they're so cheap, we just don't care.
That is true. Humans don't give a shit about fish.
I mean, you could buy one for what, like, a penny?
Yeah.
Or like, literally just win one in a game.
So it's like,
yeah. I won 5 in a game. That's the thing about my fish from Krypton, is I went to like a county fair or some shit, and it's true. And we fished out like a bunch from like that little wading pool that they put all the fish in, and I think we caught 4
with a net.
You get a little game because they're just getting rid
of
goldfish.
It's like, let's play suffocate the fish for a few seconds,
right? Yeah, and you take a little plastic bag and you take it home. 3 died on the trip home. Like, those 3. They just didn't last the way
probably
home.
A shock.
That's
it's
true.
Probably.
No, here's the thing, though. It was a gauntlet. Survival of the fittest.
That's true.
You had to decide which one was worth it.
Survival of the fishest.
There you go.
My dad was probably... My dad was probably driving, so there was, like, a lot of shaking and whatnot. And
were you in the frown?
Probably.
They probably got scared half
I don't remember. It was so long ago, but I remember 3 died. And
one lived for 4 years.
One lived to tell the tale of the other 3.
The tale.
One lived.
One lived to tell the scale.
I'm gonna punch you in the throat.
Please don't. Fred the Fish.
was his name. That's right, Fred the Fish.
Named after Fred Flintstone.
That's dumb.
No, so not. Anyway, my name's Brian.
Brian. Oh yeah, we still haven't introduced you.
Tell us about yourself, Brian.
Well, I'm 24 years old. I'm in.
Thanks for the introduction. Great.
Hey, so, yeah, woo. No, okay. I'm just kidding.
Why did you like terrible things?
Why did you apply to be an intern here at the Nico Empire?
Because I like terrible things. I saw what you were doing with Pompidou, and I thought we could do more.
And you saw the other podcasts I do. I'm like, yeah, it all fits the thing.
What where did you hear of us from? Was it from our Amazon or Google search?
I had a vision one morning.
Oh.
And it just came to me. It was a holy vision. This is a holy purpose.
I think it's interesting because I've known you for a long time, so.
But you never once mentioned it to me.
I know. It's just came to me one day and you were like, hey.
I'm pretty sure I found his application on Monster.com.
Is that right? It wasn't even like that monster. It was like a website for monsters.
It was Monsters.
It was actually Lady Gaga's website.
Yeah.
It seemed pretty misplaced, but you know, we found it.
I figured when the time was right, it would be found.
I set up a Craigslist for this, but I got a lot of different responses that weren't intern related.
Wait, did you actually?
No, I'm joking.
Oh. I was like really excited. That'd
actually be hilarious.
It'd be pretty good. Interns wanted for.
Okay.
So yes. Thank you for joining us on the ride. I think we should address first of all. We took a week off because we did something.
Well, I wanted to bring that up.
But yeah. I would like to talk about it.
I'm gonna call this segment "Fuck You, Nico."
Oh, fuck.
Me too.
Okay, let's go.
Let's throw Nico under the bus.
For the past how long have we been doing this?
Since April.
April.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So 3-4 months or so. Like, yes. Something like that. 3 months.
Three months. Every Tuesday we've been getting together. And recording.
And even before that, because we were doing movie night. That's on Tuesday.
For like a month or two before that.
Yes, so we've been getting together for 4.5 months or so.
Then we did Kilmeathon on Monday.
Oh yeah, because we take 1 week, do it on a different day.
I totally forgot. We didn't even talk about it once. I didn't see either of you.
And then he has the gall to tell me, oh, we should have talked about it sooner. My response was, no, we shouldn't have, because we've been doing this every Tuesday for 4 fucking months.
Well,
if I may pull up the text message I got about that, because I was supposed to be there last week.
Yes he was.
We gave him the day off work.
Nick's all excited. He texted me the address and everything. And then he texts me at 6:30. We're supposed to get together at 7. Nico canceled because he forgot, like an idiot.
Yes. I think I asked, like, what time are we meeting up? And he just sends me, we're not doing it, Nico. Forgot. So.
With the air quotes. You included air quotes?
In the text.
It was quote. It was
in
quotes.
I wrote air quotes in the
forgot.
Text.
Yeah.
Air quotes. Not even real quotes.
Yeah.
No. He actually sent a video of himself doing air quotes along with the text.
Yeah, it took a lot of effort.
Regardless.
More effort than you put into the show last week.
Oh! Oh!
True. Listen. As it turned out, kind of needed the week off after Kilmeathon. Kilmeathon was a rough one.
Guys. I was perfectly fine afterwards.
I wasn't.
You guys are weak-willed because you didn't even watch the worst one. You did not watch Cannibal Holocaust.
Yeah, apparently.
That is the worst one.
Let me tell you this. Brian has another list of 5, I'm pretty sure, that he can
four
get
four or five, yeah.
Yeah.
Easily.
Okay.
Like Cannibal Holocaust is Tusk, the worst of the worst. Tusk is great.
Well, Tusk is not disturbing, though. Tusk
is
a comedy.
Tusk is disturbing.
I thought it was more like a sort of...
It's like a very dark, disturbing comedy.
It was like campy, though.
Yes, but it was still disturbing in its
campiness. These were not campy.
No,
these,
I'm well aware.
These
Cannibal Holocaust, the director, if I remember correctly, was actually put to trial because...
For, like, crimes against humanity.
Because some people legitimately thought, because of how realistic the scenes were, that he killed the actors during filming. It was the first, like, mockumentary type
thing. One of the movies we watched similar
situation. Irreversible had a similar situation.
Yeah. They actually had one of the actors go into hiding, I guess.
Yes, they put one...
Purposely. Yeah.
One guy who got his skull bashed in with a fire extinguisher in very sort of vivid detail. It looked really... It was really realistic. The director said, yeah, just don't talk to the media for a couple of months. Just sort of go off and don't tell anybody where you are. And people thought, oh my god, this guy's dead. Yeah. We can't find him anywhere. And then he had to come out and, like, clarify to everybody, like, oh my god, I'm not dead.
No, but Cannibal Holocaust is banned outright in several countries. And
there's still a lot.
Is it
there's
in the
a
US?
Lot of no.
No.
Okay.
There's a lot of animal deaths in the movie that are actual legit. They killed the animals and fed it to the natives.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I don't think that's okay.
I have heard of that. I will just say there was a little bit of controversy on our list of the 5 most disturbing, because a lot of these movies that I got, 4 out of 5 of them, I heard about on a podcast called The Film Vault. Film Vault's a big deal, right? So
sure.
I said to them, so I go to those guys, I'm like, hey, look, we watched almost, they did a top five list, the top five most disturbing movies ever made. We watched them all in a row over one night, and they went like crazy for it, but they're like, hey, you missed one. There's a movie called Salo, apparently. Salo.
S-A-L-L-O-W?
S-A-L-O. S-A-L-O. It's apparently about a lot of child rape. Ton of child rape in Salo, and we missed that one instead. Put Clockwork Orange in there instead.
Well, okay, well, come on.
It's a good thing we're planning on doing this again.
Yeah, we got plenty more to do.
Yeah, can we get off the rape? Because I said it before and I'll say it again. Too much rape.
Too much rape. Too many rapes.
Too many rapes.
I don't know if that's really okay to make a song about.
Not quite okay. It's not okay.
It's not okay.
But I will just say, Kill Me-a-thon, it was a much bigger success than I thought it was going to be.
Than all of us were expecting.
This was one of the most heavily downloaded, the most well-received, shockingly, episodes of any podcast I've ever done. Just the pretty much the most successful, and we're getting a lot of new listeners because of it. Our subscribers basically doubled over the last 2 weeks. So hello to everybody that is new.
So thank you. Thank you for
they
listening.
Probably unsubscribed after last week.
That is true.
So really doesn't matter. So we're back to the original group.
Back to the original
for,
10.
For Kill Me-a-thon 2.0, I think we should take a page out of Danger 5's book. Bring some pistols with us just in case.
I think so.
Yes.
I think so.
What?
Speaking of Danger 5.
Oh, I'm forgot to say one thing.
So we gotta do our 15-minute introduction before we even talk about the show.
Yes.
We really do. That's like our tradition.
That's our thing.
Kill Me-a-thon. I told Zach about this already. So I am watching, I'm just flipping through the channels one day and I come across HBO.
I told him.
Oh, you told him?
I don't know if you did. I don't remember.
John Wick, Willem Dafoe.
The movie.
Yes.
John Wick.
Oh my god.
Sorry, go. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't know.
Yeah, they didn't hear it.
Just spoiled everything. Just summarized it.
Well, because I already told them and then I honestly.
Ned Stark dies! Basically what you just did right now. So,
well, I mean, if he's in something, I usually assume he's gonna die. That's perfectly fair.
Sean Bean? Yeah. Sean Bean dies in everything.
Yeah. So I'm flipping around and I come across the movie John Wick on HBO because I heard it was pretty good and I wanted to check it out. And Willem Dafoe was in that movie. So I flip on HBO because I heard it was pretty good, like halfway through John Wick or whatever, and I see Willem Dafoe's face. Okay? I just see his face.
Yes.
And immediately my stomach starts to churn, and I have a physical reaction to just seeing him.
Antichrist wasn't that bad.
Did you see it?
Nico
couldn't watch Walking Dead for years.
I couldn't.
He was too scared.
I was too scared.
He is a pansy.
That is true.
That's the only way to describe it. He literally probably had the worst experience of Kill Me-a-thon compared to any of us here.
Oh, yeah, he wanted out like the first movie, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, can we stop here? And we're like, no, fuck it. No, we're going to keep going. Let's do it.
Staple his eyes open.
So I saw him, and I just imagined.
That would have been the least graphic thing we watched.
Probably.
And I am. So I imagined his penis getting jerked off and blood coming out. And
right,
I,
that was gross.
Imagine
oh,
that
oh,
a
don't
clitoris
me.
Getting cut off, and I had to leave the. I had to change the channel. I just had to. I couldn't deal with it, and I physically became ill. I don't think I can ever look at him again now. Willem Dafoe's face just makes me have.
Just
that.
Imagine him as a Green Goblin right now. Just like.
I can never watch Spider-Man again. Great, fantastic.
Well,
I mean, watch
those
Spider-Man.
Are. Pretty bad.
Oh, yeah, fuck
not,
you.
Not even
no,
the reason
he,
to
no,
not.
He exposed them.
The first one was good. Second
I don't like
one was
them.
Okay. Third one was like, it was the B-horror movie of the Spider-Man franchise.
Yeah. Spider-Man 2 is a masterpiece.
I kind of hated all of them.
He
so.
Loves the original.
I do. I love the original.
I like
both
the
original.
I like the new
The Andrew Garfield
ones. I like the Andrew
superb.
Garfield ones.
Superb.
But they stopped.
They were superb?
Yes.
They
yes.
were...
I agree.
See,
did
we
you
like
not watch them?
We like them. You don't.
I watched them and they were such failures that they had to stop. They had like five movies.
No, because they were good though. They were really good.
They were so good they had to stop. They're like, we can't take all this amazing.
Because they made a deal with Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Oh my god, Electro. Yeah, they had to reboot it again. If Andrew Garfield was so great, they would have kept him.
No.
They didn't, though. If he was so like, oh my god, I can't take my eyes off of this guy. He's
no,
such
it's because Marvel offered Sony a shit ton of money.
That's
true.
Yeah.
I'm not
because,
I'm not happy.
Because Amazing Spider-Man did so well, they're like, okay, now we want Amazing Spider-Man. So they bought Amazing Spider-Man.
You heard a drastically different version of this story than I did. That is totally...
It did not do well in the box office. I personally thought they were great films. I liked them. But they didn't do well commercially.
Spider-Man was a huge flop for them, and they were actually losing money on it. And they're like,
which is probably part of the reason they started.
Well, then, my theory is that they put too much money into the movie, and maybe they should cut that out.
What they should have done is
make
not...
a better movie. How about that?
Yeah, they should not have cast another white kid as Spider-Man, though. They should have gone the Miles Morales route, so that way another reboot wouldn't have felt so contrived.
Yeah.
It would have been different.
Yeah, but it is the word that we use for Spider-Man now is contrived. Everything about everything Marvel. The thing was like Guardians of the Galaxy. A Guardians of the Galaxy movie made like double the amount of money that the Amazing Spider-Man.
They also didn't
made.
Put as much money into it. They didn't expect it.
Yeah. They did not put as much money.
But it still did twice the amount of success. And we're like, all right, we can either do Spider-Man on its own with Jamie Foxx and Paul Giamatti. Or
that was great.
That was stupid.
No, it wasn't.
I thought that was kind
so of... So we can either GMI. Do that, or we can just put the Avengers name in front of it, and all of a sudden it's going to make all the money in the world.
Oh, you got a text from Mike Costantini.
I did.
It says, hey.
Because they're playing cards, and they want me to play cards. And I said, no, I have podcasts recording.
Yeah, there's more important.
So that's what I did.
You see, what really happened last week is he got a text like that. He's like, I'd rather play cards this week.
Anyway.
Probably.
Okay, so can we actually start talking about... the show now.
Yes. What show did we just watch?
Well, hold on. Hold on. They can't see this. Oh. This is for you guys.
Okay. We're opening a book.
I hate you.
He's got a picture.
Let me see that.
No, we don't. We can't close.
You can't close
until
after.
No, we don't close the book until after. You didn't listen to the last episode. So
we
close
the book in the last
episode. We close the book, and that's the book.
You ready? So we're going to have that book open?
Yeah. We open the book.
May I see the book?
Yes.
And he hit that.
He hit me with Pinocchio.
Wow.
What the fuck is that?
Oh, it's the audience!
That's our live studio audience!
Where is it?
You didn't notice them?
Put it away. Put it
you
away.
Didn't notice
put
them on your way in?
Put it away. Put it away. I hate you guys.
Yeah!
You didn't notice them on your way in?
Oh my god, no. They were invisible.
Yeah, they were just hanging there.
Very cool. I hate you guys.
Okay. And I hated that. Now I'm like, oh, fuck it. Bring it back.
Alright. Danger 5.
Danger 5.
Beautiful. Beautiful work of art. Masterpiece.
It was great.
Speak. I'm going to sit back and
we had a damn near... Remember when we first started watching Pompidou?
Yes.
And we couldn't stop laughing at the first, like, 2 minutes. Mm.
Literally, 1 minute in, I remember you stopped it. 1 minute, 6 seconds. And we were all just dying.
Yeah.
Same shit happened.
Yeah.
Exact same shit happened.
Who wants to summarize what caused the uproarious laughter?
I couldn't tell you.
Well,
I wish I could.
I know why it was so funny for me.
It was just too much.
It was the fact that it was very low budget. They were using like toys or bad CGI. It was one or the other and no in between.
No, it was toys.
They had the toys. Yeah, they had the new two Nazi blimps.
Yes.
In France.
And you could see the strings holding them up.
Yes.
They were clearly paper as well.
That is true.
They were two dimensional.
Now, are they blimps or are they zeppelins?
I'm not sure if there's a difference. No, there is.
I believe zeppelins are for mass transport.
And they're made out of lead.
Regardless, they're dirigibles.
Well, not anymore.
They were never made out of lead.
That's a band.
No, they had... No. But no. Oh, zeppelins had... They utilized lead paint.
Oh, but that's why the Hindenburg went...
No, that was a combination of the skin was... highly flammable along with the hydrogen gas thing.
Why would you ever use hydrogen gas in something that's highly flammable?
Because it's the lightest thing!
Duh. Why would you such a... You know what? I agree with you, bro.
They also did... They also really
those are the questions that keep me up at night. Why would you use hydrogen in a fucking...
Why would you drive a boat into an iceberg? Come on.
Oh! You want to hear a fact about that?
I already read facts about it today. I don't need to hear anymore.
You want to hear theories about it?
No, this is a fact.
This is a fact?
Yeah, this is a fact.
Fact! I just quoted Pink Panther.
The good Pink Panther.
As long
Panthers,
as you
right?
don't quote Mr. Mom.
That's what we should do sometime, is a marathon of those.
Oh god, I'll hate myself.
They're so good.
I'm about to have an orgasm. Go ahead.
Okay, so. They were headed towards the iceberg.
Yeah.
Shut up. And so they got the call to... I believe it was... turn left was what was said. And they meant turn the wheel left so the boat would go right.
Wow.
But so they turned the boat left.
Right.
And had they turned it right, there was enough room to where they wouldn't have scraped against the side of the iceberg.
Wow.
And they would have passed it.
Amazing.
I find that
It's awesome. It's weird because one thing. It's like one thing goes different.
How fucking hard is it to add in that extra fucking little device that when you turn the wheel right, the boat turns right?
You know, that's very
true. You know?
There's also a theory about the Titanic that the reason that it sank as quickly as it did...
George W. Bush?
Was that... Bush did Titanic, the greatest picture on the internet.
Is this a theory or a hypothesis?
Hypothesis.
Okay.
An unfounded hypothesis. That the reason it sank so quickly was that there were so many time travelers on the boat trying to prevent it from sinking that it added enough weight on it to make it sink faster.
I've heard this.
That's great.
That's clearly fact, actually.
Ironically...
No argument.
Ironically, also a plot point of a future Danger 5 episode. That's going to be one of the next... Yeah,
probably.
How do you know this?
Or it might be part of Kung Fury.
Kung Fury.
Anyway, so the blimps. They drop down these little, like, claw machine types. Claws.
Which I was praying that it would miss and not actually pick up the Eiffel Tower on the first try.
I think it'd be funny if it, like, clothed but not all the way.
Yeah, and it just went straight off.
Like a really shitty claw machine.
It took two Nazi blimps.
To drop two claws onto the Eiffel Tower and then lift it off of its foundations and then carry it away.
Yes.
So.
And that's when we paused.
Well, no, we did not. There was definitely a talking dog.
There was a talking dog. There was a suicide.
And a guy shot himself in the mouth.
There was a girl.
That was a girl. And that's where we stopped.
Shit. I don't know. That's my thing.
Jesus Christ.
That's his thing, though.
I don't like that.
But yeah, it was. I think it was like Pompidou, where we didn't expect it to be that ridiculous.
It hit the ground running.
I'll tell you...
Impossible to do.
All right. Here's Nico's take.
Well, Mythbusters did it.
Let me tell you why...
They did!
What?
What?
Hit the ground running. It's impossible, apparently.
You know what else is impossible? Lifting the Eiffel Tower with two blimps.
That's true.
No, totally possible.
That's true. We did just watch a documentary about it.
Documentary.
You can call it that.
Fudge more, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me tell you why I am in love with Danger 5. I am
in love already.
I'm in love. We have fallen in love.
No, I am. It's great.
I've already proposed, and we have wedding plans already.
Is it a spring wedding?
Yes. It's an Arab spring wedding.
Is it a winter wedding?
Not a winter wedding. Winter weddings tend to end in rape, so I'm going to...
Where did you read this? What?
Game of Thrones, season 5, episode 6. I think. Whatever that was.
9? It's usually the episode.
He's talking about the Sansa.
Oh, the Sansa one, yeah.
Let me tell you something.
This
show hit me over the head with so much greatness. This was an atomic bomb of comedy. Is what this was. The goal of this was to attach, to compact just as much shit as they could in 1 minute and to have it explode all at once in this amazing mix of just brilliance. We went from a bunch of blimps on strings lifting the Eiffel Tower with claws to a woman killing herself because the Eiffel Tower got lifted up. To a dog running into the room and barking the title of the episode within a minute. And I could not stop laughing the entire time. Mm-hmm. This was an all-you-can-eat buffet of comedy.
It was great.
Then, we follow it up with one of the most brilliant comedic choices I think I have ever seen on any film or television program. We see a bunch of people sitting in silence. I thought the silence of this episode was so great that, oh my god, all of this happened... And now we're just going to hang out.
Drinking at 9 in the morning.
Play chess. And use telekinetic
power. Against the telekinetic lucky cat.
Yep.
This show, anything goes on this show. Yeah. There are no laws. There's no rules.
There was an eagle birdman.
There was. That was the leader of the group. They have some kind of telekinetic powers, telepathic powers, that are never really, they don't explain it at all. It's just going to happen sometimes.
We had, what, two things of it? We had the drink.
Yeah, the drink.
Yeah, like boiled it.
So they winked at each other.
Oh, the winking.
There was subtitles with the wink.
Yes.
There was a subtitle with the wink.
There was subtitles with the wink.
Yeah.
I this is going to be the problem now that we're going to be talking about this show for, it's looking like 8 episodes.
Yeah, I think we're doing it for both seasons.
Yes, the whole series. To theorize about this, to come up with certain theories about how this universe works.
It would need to be grounded.
It's not. Because this show is literally, all right, guys, what do we got? And we are just trying to come up with the most outlandish, outside-the-box things possible.
But as I mentioned to you before, we have another idea for how we're going to sum things up, right? Which I mentioned, right?
Yes.
So I think that's a better option.
I'm really excited about that option.
I think that's a better route.
Yeah. How we're going to talk about this, though, in the sense of there anything goes in this world. The possibilities are truly endless here.
Absolutely, yeah.
And, I don't know. I think that's what I appreciated. As opposed to Pompidou, which was a show that had a lot of boundaries. You couldn't really talk. What's the word? Talk.
Then there was a lot of dialogue.
Yeah.
In this episode. In the show. And a lot of it, not English.
Still talking dogs and talking birds, though. Yeah. Still talking dogs and talking birds.
Yeah.
And literally, puppet dog.
Everything
What's
we've seen.
Puppet dogs?
Everything we've seen so far, every single episode of this podcast we've done has had a talking dog and a talking bird.
Yeah.
Pretty sure. Because also, Antichrist
had
a fox
and
a fucking raven.
And the crow, yeah.
And
chaos, right?
So, everything we've fucking seen has had a talking dog and a fucking talking bird. Do you understand? I don't know how.
Maybe it's just more common than we think.
I don't think it is. I mean, I guess there's Big Bird.
Yeah, that's true.
He's retiring.
Yeah.
Do you hear about this?
Yeah.
What?
Retiring?
Yeah. They're not going to have Big Bird on Sesame Street anymore.
He's a puppet bird. How does he retire? Does he have like a 401k plan?
Yes.
Is that what he's doing?
Yes.
What do you mean they're not going to have
him? He's flying south for the winter.
They're going to put him down.
Oh.
Oh. KFC made an offer they couldn't do.
So wait, why are they not having him? What?
I was going to say, you mean President Jack Miller?
Because I know they got...
He looks like the colonel.
Who's Jack Miller?
The president of CCSU. How do you...
I've never seen...
The school that you go to.
I've never seen a picture of a president.
Just imagine the colonel.
Yep. That's the president.
There you go.
Can we discuss the new colonel?
It's fucking obnoxious.
Creepy, right?
His voice.
His laugh.
There's a new colonel.
That's the dude from SNL, right? What's his face? Daryl Hammond. That's Daryl Hammond from
It's
SNL.
Creepy. Yeah, he is. It's creepy.
It's amazing.
He's creepy.
I love him.
I'd like to just butt in here a little bit. The stylistic choices that make Danger 5
amazing.
So great. It's shot like it's, like, the camera quality genuinely looks like it's a 50s TV show about World War II. Like, it's
yeah, they actually use crappy cameras.
They got the crappy
or
audio
they,
that's,
or
like,
they added
slightly
grain.
Off.
Yeah.
And everything was 50, like, the house was very 50s.
They purposely aligned the fucking audio slightly off, like,
yeah.
Like maybe
yeah, that
two
took
frames.
Effort.
Two frames or
yeah.
something.
It took effort.
Unnecessary.
But brilliant.
Yeah, it worked.
Yeah.
I would like to say, I think my favorite part about the show so far is that I haven't seen Matt Lucas's name on it.
That, he had an issue with Matt Lucas.
Really, it's just been...
it's been a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, you know, it's. I think it's 100% true that as long as Matt Lucas doesn't write it, it'll be good.
I think that's a law. I think that is... When you take, like, a TV writing class, I think that's the first thing that they tell
you. It's the Lucas law.
Don't work with it. It's the Lucas line.
Matt Lucas, George Lucas, just don't do it.
Yep.
Wow.
You're putting George Lucas. Okay.
Because
did
of the
you
prequels.
See the? Did you see the pre-sequels? He wrote those. He didn't write the first three.
He didn't write the first three. He created the universe.
Also, they're not called pre-sequels. But I kind of like that.
I said prequels.
He said pre-sequels.
He said pre-sequels.
Regardless.
Is that what you call them?
This is important. Sometimes.
The next ones are the sequels.
You call them.
Sprinkled for short.
Sequels, it's pretty great. Yeah, Lucas, not good. Lucas
no,
Brodowski, no. Lucas.
I like Lucas Brodowski.
I don't know if he listens. He might listen.
I like him.
He definitely doesn't listen. Yeah, that is a good rule.
Yeah,
to keep your Lucas away.
The Lucas rule. I like that.
Here is the thing about Danger 5, and this was striking to me. Pompidou, bad show.
Yes.
Bad show.
Mm-hmm.
Just all around bad.
Danger 5? Legitimately good comedy.
Oh, fantastic
right?
comedy.
Like, yeah. That's oh, yeah. It is a good show. I mean, like...
Terribly offensive.
Horribly offensive, But like, yeah, there's good, clever writing on this.
That's sort of the point behind it.
Yeah, it's got that. It's playing off just how offensive that kind of, those like the female cliches characters were
the
in the
French
50s.
The French cliches,
all the cliches. They're playing off the 50s stereotypes.
The American cliche where he would do anything to defend his country.
To the point where he would abandon the team.
This is also the first non-British
tapioca cliche.
Yeah. Because we were arguing about this when we were watching it.
What?
We were pretty sure it was an Australian show, and it is an Australian show, but it's like it's hammering in like the America is great kind of thing so much that we were like, wait, or is it American?
It's an Australian show about America.
I think it's making fun of American World War II propaganda.
I think what it is, yeah, it's making fun of us, and they're like, well, this is how they see them.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do it that way.
Yeah. There's legitimately good social commentary.
Yeah.
There is legitimately good parody. This is actual, like, the whole Godzilla, as you said, 50s spy show, sort of not aligning the voices correctly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, there's actual good stuff in here. Still kind of confused by the whole suicide motif. Yeah. Not exactly where we're there.
Yeah, I don't know why they put that in.
It's weird. I'm gonna go with it, but it's weird.
I mean, the first time was funny.
Oh, it was funny every time.
Yeah, I don't think it was funny every time.
It was funny because it was so ridiculous.
Should we explain what that is, though? Like, yeah. I mean, it's not just people killing themselves. It's like, basically, it seems like every time someone disappoints the Fuhrer, they pull a gun, put it in their mouth, and pull the trigger.
Either when they disappoint the Fuhrer or when hope is lost. Like when the French rebels shot themselves in the mouth when the Eiffel Tower was...
More specific. It's any time something's just not going great. That's when they kill themselves.
If
you're having a bad day, guess it's time.
And can we talk about the fucking guy who, every time someone he knows dies, they tell their dying words to him are their perfect drink mix.
Yeah.
And then he makes it.
He does.
I think that's sort of, I'm not going to say genius, but it was a very smart choice.
Why was it a smart choice?
Because when you look back on like 50s thrillers, and even like 60s, even like the old, like Dr. No,
yep.
And all of those.
The old Bond movies, yeah.
It's surrounded by this sort of central team or person who drinks a lot.
Yes.
Smokes a lot.
Yes.
And kicks ass.
That's even they're a man.
Yes.
I'm just kidding.
And that's what they smoked a shit ton. One of them fired a cigarette out of his gun into the chick's
mouth. That was great. Can I bring something else up about the cigarettes? The scene when the American was that when the gas was being spread.
Yeah.
And then he's smoking, he's fine, and the guy's gagging. He's like, hey, is that one of those military grade cigarettes that coats your lungs with, menthol so that you're completely impervious to poisonous gas? And he's just like, yep.
I'm surprised you remember the exact line.
I remember the exact line. No, it was good.
It's like he has a script in front of him.
But
well, he does have that piece of paper in front of him with all the words on it, so.
He's the intern. That's what his job is.
It is my job to remember everything and then to remind Nico that Tuesdays are a thing.
Right. Exactly.
He's fact-checking. Yeah.
So I think it was sort of, it's perfect that, like, their dying wish
is a drink.
It just fits in with the whole idea of super spy, super agent, they drink a lot.
Yeah.
Type
Speaking thing. Of which, though, Nick brought up a very good point, that in most cases, those people happen to be males. Not a very empowering show for the women. The ladies not exactly.
And I hope and think that it's playing off of the female stereotypes of those kind of shows from the 50s. Otherwise it's just offensive.
No, it is.
It
has to be.
It's making fun of the times.
They keep getting captured. They keep having like their clothes torn off so their bras are showing.
And they slap
like
them
that.
When they talk.
That's yep. true. They like, literally slap them when they talk.
In the face and say,
Women don't speak.
That was an actual line in the episode. Not okay.
No, not
for
okay.
For the record.
It's pretty funny.
It was a German who said it.
It's pretty funny.
That's true.
It was
Goebbels.
The first time.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Or the second time, actually, I should say.
Yeah,
the first time was, I think...
And the first one was...
It was one of the... Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to that ongoing joke.
No, I think it's hilarious.
Maybe it's the half German part of me. Maybe it's my Nazi side that is bringing this out.
I'd also like to point, because I don't think we've fully described the leader of this group, the Birdman. It's literally a man wearing like a blue suit with like a red tie, if I remember correctly. And
I don't think you are, but okay.
He's got some kind of suit on.
I think he's a black suit.
He's got some kind of suit on. And he's got like a mascot eagle head.
Like
on.
If your high school mascot was the Eagles.
And the beak just opens and closes. And at one point he drinks like what was it?
Oh my god, he drinks a mixed drink.
Yeah, he drank it was a fucking it was a
Thailand sun, Bangkok Sunrise.
Bangkok Sunrise, and he's just like
no,
and that's how he drinks.
Yeah, it was, no liquid came out.
No, it's great. It reminded me of Cookie Monster in a way, where Cookie Monster never actually eats a cookie.
That's true.
He just sort of
he just like smushes them.
Yeah,
and then people just accept it.
But again, like even that one came out, it just kept hitting you with just randomness. Like, oh my god, here's an eagle.
Like
now.
Yeah, from how was it 25 minutes long from minute 0 to minute 25.
Yeah,
nothing was. Obvious.
Yeah. It was unrelenting.
Like the eighth wonder of the world was Hitler. He stole all the monuments. This is the plot.
That's right, we didn't even talk about the actual plot of the fucking episode.
So what's his?
It was Goebbels.
Goebbels?
Goebbels. Goebbels.
Goebbels.
His, what was it? His propaganda wizard?
Yep.
Yes.
Sort of the Smithers to his Mr. Burns.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the reference we're going for.
Of course.
He stole, like, the Statue of Liberty, the Eiffel Tower, the Taj Mahal.
Leaning Tower of Pisa.
The Tower of Pisa, the Colosseum.
Like, the big monuments.
The Sphinx, the huge monuments in the world. And created a giant Hitler.
Super monument.
As a surprise for Hitler's birthday.
Yes.
Yes.
This episode was to celebrate Hitler's birthday party.
Yeah.
And
it sounds like we're having, like, heat dreams.
It does.
But we're not. It's the same issue as when you're trying to talk about the SpongeBob movie with the magic flying space dolphin who watches over the universe and is part of the Illuminati.
And he also raps.
And who raps?
That's the new SpongeBob movie? I haven't seen the new SpongeBob movie.
It's great if you're, like, stoned.
Is it?
Or if you want to be stoned.
Either way.
It's mesmerizing.
But it's the same. You try to describe what happened in the episode, and people are like,
you're making shit up. Or then
the females get captured by the Nazis so that they can dance for Hitler, which is where the title of the episode comes from.
I dance for Hitler.
So the women get captured, and Hitler is obviously, he comes to check him out. He's obviously smitten with the blonde hair, blue eyes.
Right.
I don't blame him.
She
looked like she was from the Brady Bunch.
Yeah. She reminded me of Alicia Silverstone.
I want to say she was the Australian one.
I think she's gorgeous.
But there was the dark hair one. I think she was Italian. The one that got jealous.
I want to say
okay,
Italian.
But that's Mussolini. I don't think that's right.
So I'm not sure what.
I don't think she's Italian. Probably Spanish.
She might have been Russian. She was speaking like a Slavic language.
Ooh, you're right. The other dude.
Slavic language.
The dude is Spanish.
What is Slavic?
There's the Spanish dude.
What's Spanish?
I'm a dangerous 15.
Russia, Ukraine. That
no, he was French.
He was French.
He's French.
Marcel was French.
Yeah.
Then she's Spanish.
The red-haired guy was British.
Oh, she must be Russian.
Then there was the American.
Then there was the American.
The Australian.
Australian woman.
By the way, we're not referring to the American. We're calling him Douchebag Jon Snow from now on.
Why?
That is he looks like Douchebag Jon Snow. Because
he looks like Jon Snow and he's a douchebag.
Presumably Russian woman who was also captured legitimately got so jealous of the other girl for Hitler being attracted to her, that she left her chained up when she went to escape.
In the Nazi dungeon, which we're skipping over.
German dungeon. They were legitimately getting, like, branded with a branding iron with the swastika on their chest.
Yeah. And Hitler just waltzing in.
Yep.
I like to think that Hitler had his pulse on every single part of the Nazi regime.
Like, he just walked around.
That, to me, is amazing. Because that's how the show is portraying it. It's just Hitler's always hanging out.
Well, is that,
he's taking a trip.
Well, that's how it happens.
Yeah, to the local concentration camp.
This show is fact.
I guess it is.
This is how it happens. It is a historical documentary.
It's just like, oh, yeah, look at you. You know, I love that.
And I love that they included the patented emergency Nazi bun.
Yep, there was an emergency Nazi bun in the car that produced knockout gas.
Yes. Yeah. It was everything about this. I don't think there was a single thing where I was like, no. Like everything was like,
like, oh, that's fair.
Or they, like, the giant Hitler that they made out of the monuments, the Statue of Liberty was like the arm reaching up for the
Hail Hitler.
Hail Hitler. And so they all get up there, and then
after killing all the Nazis at his birthday party, and
Hitler got away.
He escaped.
Hitler's the only one that got away.
Because with a sweet as voice. You know, as always, kill Hitler.
That's true.
So, that could be our ending.
I like this. This could be our thing.
Okay.
So anyways, then the Statue of Liberty is apparently also a rocket.
Yes.
Just rockets off of the rest of them. The rest of the monuments explode.
So the only one left in the world is the Statue of Liberty.
And then the British guy is going on this like this end monologue of, you know what? People don't need monuments in this world to remind them not to kill themselves.
Yeah.
They only need one thing.
And it starts with L. I think you guys know what I'm talking about. They're like, shut up.
And then all of a sudden.
Yeah. And then there was a commercial.
A commercial for Breath Mints, if I remember correctly.
Starring the dead guy.
The dead friend of Marcel.
Yeah. Product placement.
Yep. Yes.
Product placement.
I don't understand this show.
No one does.
Just watch it, guys.
It's amazing.
Just watch it.
Good. We said you guys needed to watch Pompidou. No, you need to watch Danger 5.
You'll hate yourself less for this one.
That's true.
I think so. I honestly
watched Pompidou. I hated myself.
Yeah,
I hated myself a lot.
I think the reason why we did Pompidou is because it is the worst show we've ever seen. I don't think Danger 5 is that at all. I think
it's up there.
It is the weirdest show.
It's still
we've ever seen.
It still qualifies
not quite the weirdest for me because I've watched Xavier Renegade Angel.
Yes?
We don't know what that is.
Don't. It's weird. It's fucking weird.
I say that's next, people.
It was one of the 15-minute Adult Swim shows.
Oh, those are
like
bad.
Like computer animated.
Clown Hospital?
No, not like that.
Have you seen that?
No.
That
show's fucking terrifying. It's
hilarious. Children's Hospital.
Oh, yeah.
That show's
right.
Fucking weird.
It just happens to be a clown hospital.
This is weirder. It's like it's a bad acid trip the entire way through.
I love it. We should take acid and watch it.
No!
It's
a bad idea.
Would you like to partake in the acid taking?
Sure. Let's do it. I watched...
Good, because we put them in your fries.
Hey!
I watched Serbian
This is all a dream!
I watched Serbian film at 6 in the morning. What is...
No, the fries you ate before we watched Danger 5 were actually mixed with acid. We just watched just a regular World War II documentary.
It was... okay.
That was good.
Favorite scenes, everyone.
Oh, of course.
Are we there already? We're there already?
We're about there, yeah, dude.
I don't even know.
Oh, fuck.
This is just such an obscure fucking show.
It's something.
It's not like...
I got one.
Okay.
Okay. Sort of a little backstory as to why this is my favorite.
Oh, God.
In Family Guy...
This shouldn't take long at all.
In Family Guy, yeah. My all-time favorite scene is Lois is running for, like, school board president.
Mm-hmm.
And she says she was told every answer you say should be 9/11.
Yes.
And somebody asks, like, what are you going to do about the school lunches? And she goes, 9. Take a pause. And everyone gasps. And she says, 11. And everyone fucking cheers.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about, right?
Yeah. Okay.
You son of a bitch.
So, at the end of the episode, there's just one of the puppet dogs. Apparently, it's Hitler's dog.
Yes.
So...
And they all know this.
They all know it's Hitler's dog. And it's sitting there.
It's the Jessica Rabbit of dogs.
What's stranger to me is, I'm wondering how Danger 5 got an exact replica of Hitler's dog. And where is Hitler's dog in all of this?
That's a good question.
We haven't actually seen Hitler's actual dog. We've just heard.
Maybe they killed Hitler's dog, and they used its carcass, and they put robot stuff in it. And
wouldn't
they
we know about
a robot
that?
Dog.
No,
but the dog you're talking about, two little Nazi flags sticking
out of
the
head. Yeah, it had two Nazi flags, right? And it was just sitting there. Honestly, and everyone's like, really
dead
quiet.
It's dead silent.
And then it just barks. It goes woof.
Yeah.
Woof! But the subtitle says Germany, and everyone fucking goes nuts.
Yes.
Hitler was crying.
Yep.
Yes.
He was tearing up.
It was an emotional time for the Nazi fan.
And he said, Wunderbar.
Wunderbar. Yes.
And
except not quite like that, because
it sounded like moaning?
Yeah,
that's just how I talk.
And when we say puppet dogs, we legitimately mean it was like from the shoulders up of the dog. It looks like it seems like that was the puppet, and it was literally someone had its hand in the mouth making the mouth move.
Matt Lucas borrowed this dog.
No, because he had like a full dog.
That's true.
True.
This is literally just a dog head. That is just cleverly framed.
But again, it works with the whole idea of it being a 50s parody, because that's all they had back then to do. If they were going to do a robotics thing or something like that. So that's my favorite scene.
Okay. All right.
Intern.
Oh, fuck. I don't think...
You got to go back in your cage. Give you your thing.
There were so many scenes to choose from. I mean,
pick one.
I think the scene when we're introduced...
You only get one.
The scene when we introduce the characters. Just when they're sitting in silence. They're drinking at 9 in the morning. There's the chess match against the telekinetic Lucky Cat. They're having drinks. Marcel is making drinks for people, and one of them's like, he's like, oh, how's your drink? And he's like, it's less than satisfactory.
No, he said satisfactory.
It's satisfactory. And then it's like there's some dramatic music, close up zoom of like Marcel's face, and then it pans back over to the drink, and the drink starts bubbling. And he's like, how about now? And he's like, above satisfactory. And that's also the scene when the fucking... It was the American, right? That shot the gun?
Yes.
He loaded a pistol with a cigarette and shot it into the Australian girl's mouth.
Then you say, like, hey, shut up, and then shoot it
at
her.
Yeah, he's like, loosen up or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he's like, loosen up, and he shot it, and she just catches it.
Because Marcel was like, what do you want to drink? He's like, it's 9 in the morning. Don't you guys see a problem with drinking at 9 in the morning?
Yeah.
That's right.
It was so good.
Caution. I'm about to reference Mr. Mom.
of course you are!
That reminded me, ironically, in a scene of Mr. Mom.
Nobody talks more about Mr. Mom.
That's right.
Still don't know what it is.
I'm the foremost.
You haven't seen it?
It's not even that I haven't seen it. I don't even know what it is.
You don't need to know what it is.
You do, though.
No.
I'm the foremost Mr. Mom expert, I think, on the planet.
yeah?
He makes references to Mr. Mom just to see if people get it.
Apparently,
like,
he's been doing this since day one, and I have not caught on to a single one.
I have. I drop in Mr. Mom references.
I caught one a while ago.
Yeah.
It was the only one I caught. I haven't found one.
He's jealous of his wife's boss because he thinks that he's hitting on her or whatever. So when
you're explaining this to me, this,
so the boss comes to the home at
it's a movie.
The boss comes home to pick up the wife for something. They're going on some trip, and he's got to impress her and seem like this macho guy. So he comes into the house and he has this chainsaw because he's renovating his house to show. And it's like, and he goes up to him and goes, "Hey, want a beer?" And he goes, 8 in the morning. And he cracks one open anyway and starts drinking it with his chainsaw.
Okay. That sounds right.
Yeah. So that reminded me of that anyway. Okay. My favorite scene. Jesus Christ. I think just the opening for epicness. I think it was just a smoothie of awesomeness. Just smashed into one.
Right?
I thought it was really good. One scene I did like in particular, too, was when the girl found the plans to the blueprint.
Oh, yeah!
And she comes in with, like, this little... What do you call
What are those fucking
things
called when you're a kid?
The Viewmaster.
Viewmaster.
Yeah, it's fucking...
Her you photo.
The audience.
It's alright, fuck the audience.
wow!
I meant the one we have with us, not you at home.
Guys, no, guys, we love the audience.
No.
I hate you.
did you mean like fuck him as in fuck him or fuck him as like fuck him?
Like, I mean, whatever.
Like Bill Clinton? Fuck him. Or.
Find me on Twitter, Tacky Slacks. Let me know what you want.
I could bend it.
So, yeah. That is not a quote.
Yes, it is.
We will pretend that never happened.
The weirdest it happened. Boner right now.
that's. Wow. Way to reference earlier today.
I know, right? That's a comeback.
For anyone who's interested, we are willing to rent Nick out for a price. Parties.
I've been doing this for 5 years. Every year, a little nights of party on this. You want to cut in on this action? We're going to offer something a little more to the table.
I want a 10% royalty.
You can have it.
Give it to him? I'm not your plaything to just toss around.
Not going to be
shut up and go. Shut up and go to your corner.
All right.
All right. Go ahead.
Me? Favorite scene?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to have to go on the other spectrum. The end.
Yes.
After everything, credits. Just them all just standing around. They're standing in their room, all just drinking. The eel guy's there drinking.
There was a Nazi.
There's girls everywhere, and they're all just, you know, drinking. And there's just that's it. That's all there is. Smoking and drinking, and credits rolling.
That's pretty good.
But in particular, the aspect of it that I liked was it ends. The credits end, and then it goes to, like, the quarter of the screen, and on the right side it says, next week, and then it's, like, shows, like, the next episode or something. Mm. And it does that for maybe 1 second, and then it's, like, Netflix just fakes you out, and it just pulls the quarter screen back in, and
I did that.
Oh, that was you? It was hilarious to me at the time, so...
I did that.
That's okay.
you thought Netflix was pranking you?
It was just really funny, because all of a sudden it goes to the quarter screen, and then it just immediately comes to the full screen again. It's like, well, next week, and it has the eagle guy just telling you what's happening.
Yeah, and I love that. I love that that happens, too. They tell you what's going to happen next week.
Can we talk about the preview?
Yeah, sure.
Well, yeah, but I want to say one thing real quick.
Okay.
The Eagle Man.
Yes.
I want to point out that, I wish I remember the name, and I know you will, for some fucking reason, Brian, you will know the name, but the fucking disc-headed robot from Power Rangers...
Oops. Oh, fuck. I don't remember the name of that.
Oh, shit. What is his name? It's like... It starts with a Z, I think, or something.
It does.
Zurg? No.
No, Zorg. Not Zurg.
Zurg is from Twitch.
Yeah, whatever. Anyways.
I'll disinfect
this. This... Whoever's
what's
under...
Zorg?
What Zurg? Zurg is...
No, what was Zorg? You said Zorg.
Let's just wait a moment. We'll wait for the Google search to kick in.
This is why we have an intern now.
Yes. Yeah, I know. That's what our intern does for us. Okay, alright.
Okay.
Go ahead, robot.
Anyway.
Whoever is under this eagle hat is the same person as this robot. Just the way he talks and, like, moves around. It's just like...
Like, you're convinced?
I'm convinced, yeah. The fucking head just bobbles
that
left and right.
That is quite an IMDb page. Like, yeah. he's got headshots or whatever. Like, yeah, like, my specialty is really when putting giant masks
on. Put a mask on.
Alpha 5?
Was that what it was?
Alpha 5.
Alpha 5, this is his fourth show, Danger 5. Okay. Alpha 5. Something with a B5, something with a C5. I'm sure if we look into this, we'll find it. Because, you know, whenever I make up shit, it
Babylon
works.
Babylon 5.
On. What is it?
Probably
Babylon,
on
Babylon 5.
Babylon 5? Okay, yeah. There's C.
So it's C.
Jackson 5? No.
That's not close.
Did Babylon 5 have anything that wore like a hat on its, or like a mask on its head or anything?
I never watched it.
We're
going
to look
5.
Into it.
We'll get back to you
next fucking week.
This is
I'll tell you this is what we find.
There's gotta be a C, no?
There's gotta be, I'm sure.
Ben Folds 5.
Now what was the name of the next episode?
Oh, I have no idea.
Lizard Soldiers of the Third Reich.
Yep. Next week they are fighting Nazi dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Which is gonna be great.
That's also a common theme, it seems, among Nazi comedies.
Kind of.
That
which
Nazi
we
zombies, yeah.
We will talk about later.
Ooh, that's a tease.
That's a tease for you.
A tease.
Yeah. This was incredible. This was absolutely incredible. Any final thoughts here on Danger 5, our new project?
I was always excited to come with you guys and watch Pompidou.
Mm-hmm.
I am exponentially more excited to do Danger 5.
I'm very excited. It's a good project.
Yeah, I would be delighted to come back for all of these episodes.
Sweet.
All right, and I know next week we're doing 2 episodes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we just previewed.
To make it go by faster. Yeah.
We might want to do what you guys did with Kill Me Then, where we between the episodes we have like a little bit of a talk about the episode. Just.
Just
like a little quick thing.
I think
we could.
Should,
yeah, I mean, we'll figure it out.
What we almost should do is
because each episode has
we'll
a
do
lot.
One episode, record the podcast, and then. Because this is looking like it's a little short compared to Pompidou. Only a little. So we'll do one episode, do our little 15-minute spiel, do the podcast, and then maybe go back, watch the other episode, come back, and just finish it up real quick.
Yeah, it I don't know. Yeah, we'll
like
see
that.
How it goes. It'll vary episode. It depends what mood we're in.
We'll see
yeah.
what we're doing. You we'll figure I mean? It out. So,
I mean, there was no consistency, really, except the fact that we started with Good Afternoon, ended with Nazi, and right. did it every Tuesday.
Yeah.
That was
except for
that
last
was
Tuesday.
It.
Every Tuesday.
Well, not
there you go.
So
except when you went to Japan for 3 weeks.
Well, hey, okay.
Hey, we pre-recorded.
That being said, though, we planned it.
That's true.
And you posted on Wednesdays.
That's true.
So,
okay, this was great. This is. I'm glad we have a name now.
Yeah.
I'm gonna use a theme song. We'll figure out that theme song shenanigans later. I think.
I'm sure they'll
can
hear
you do something
it.
For like from like Fiverr or something.
Yeah. Well, I could. Oh, I could.
It's not a bad idea.
I could get a custom-made theme song. We should do that.
Yeah. We can all put in $1 and.
Okay. Cool.
And then we'll one short.
All right.
$1.25.
So we got an ending slogan for this now?
We do.
And,
as always.
As always, yep.
Kill Hitler.
Kill Hitler. Kill Hitler.
Something like that.
We'll work on
it. Yeah.
It'll be more
synchronized next time. Not
Sun would disorder my shithole.
No.